Dum 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 dum. Dum ba dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum ba dum 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 dum. Yup, sports are dumb.
Dum 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 dum.
Welcome to Sports Are Dumb, the podcast that tries to remain calm, cool, and collected in a world of rage and overanalyzing things. I'm Joey.
I'm Sean. I'm fulfilling the rage of the world mostly, so my bad.
No, Sean, I think your rage is far less palpable. As we're recording this, I have just come from a basketball game. We've got a live update, Sean. So we played our game. We played the best team in the league. We had the lead at halftime. I had two tip-ins that I have been missing all season, but I made this game. We're playing well. Final 5 minutes or so, though, just ran out of gas. Legs retired. Lid covering the rim. Our teammate staying at the game. And I'm just going to read the text update.
The teammate that decided to stay after the game to watch, I guess, the next game.
Yes. He stayed to stretch, wind down, watch the next game. And based on when this text was sent and when their game started, I'd venture this is early in the second half. He said they just called the second game because one guy on the green team just swung on his teammate.
Hell no! Why? Just let it happen.
And then he said, then some guy on their team started talking to the older ref, and I just randomly heard, "Walk away or I will fuck you up," very aggressively. What? And he said, and guess what he did? Lil bro walked away.
What the? So what is the other team's reaction? Just like, wait a minute.
I'm going to ask and see if we can get a light.
That's amazing. I've never seen a game called because you fought your own teammate. That's a new one for me. Obviously, they are sticking with the sports are dumb theme and taking the shit way too serious. Like, why? In a recreational sports game, you gotta fight your own teammate? I don't get it. Why?
What do you think is a stupider way to lose? Because this reminded me of years ago when we played a game and a guy on their team got two technical fouls and then refused to leave, which is like the rule of the league. If you get ejected, you have to leave the gym. And so both officials just left. This was a different league, but similar reaction, it sounds like. Both officials just left, and the clock just counted down for the entire first half. And then they said, all right, you forfeited, I guess. And then so we just played a scrimmage in the second half without that guy. Like, he finally left. But and then we come to hear that that man, it was like a work league team, and that guy barely knew any of the people. And I was like, that's a real uncomfortable. And this is like a Monday league. So like the next day,
you got to go walk on Tuesday. Like, hey, man, you could have just left. Like, we could have kept. Oh, man. No friends. Like, dudes are dumb, man. Like, just what? It's not that serious, man.
No,
it's a Monday, like you said. You got to go to work.
No scouts in the crowd. We've all got work. I have a little bit of a tight, perhaps Achilles, maybe like the back of the, I feel like your Achilles is sort of higher up. Like that's sort of like right on the,
yeah, my lower
the little foot. Tendon, perhaps, which could also just be the Achilles. I don't know how far
be
down
the Achilles
it is,
but where it connects.
Yeah. So that's fun. That's been flaring up throughout the season, but I assume a little ice, a little stretch will be fine. And I do have an update here. I asked, what was the other team's reaction? Just hysterical laughter. And he said, literally, bro, LOL, they had a crowd, so we were all just dying.
Oh man, that's, come on, like, why are we like this? Men, this is not a men are dumb podcast. What are we doing, dog? Like, what, yo, teammate?
I know.
I understand arguing. I know that teams in the locker room, in the pros, they have beef, but never on the sideline or in the court do you see these dudes fighting. You see them like an NFL sideline, like they have to pull the receiver away from the offensive coordinator because he's not getting the ball. Stephon Diggs is upset. Somebody has to separate him from Josh Allen because, but swing? They don't swing? Like, come on, man. It's so embarrassing.
I know. I need to know the impetus. Like, just swing? Just frustration, perhaps? I don't know. Yeah. I've had one person swing at me once in when we were at Miami. It was a guy who was probably in his late 20s. I'm like, what are you doing playing basketball at the college, sir? Like, come on. And he was just very mad. He was a mad guy. He was arguing with everyone. And I set a screen and then I turned and I felt like a graze on the back of my head. And I looked back and he was like finishing his follow through. And there was like a court monitor there or something. I'm like, can we remove this guy? Like, he's aggressively trying to like beat at least me up, if not other people. And he's
they didn't have to stop that. They could have just like, all right, this guy has to go, but still keep playing the game because he's not trying to fight the other team. Like, I don't know, like swinging on your own teammate was disqualification for the entire team.
I wonder if it's because he said he missed. So I wonder if that was part of it too. He's like, man, if you're going to do it, at least could I don't know, man. That they also, again, like our game started probably 10 to 15 minutes late because there was just no official there. Like the warm-up clock ended. The scorekeeper is just sitting there, who already hates being there. Like he is not a fan of being at these games. And he's just sitting there and you can just tell he's getting palpably more annoyed that we can't start our game. And then we finally do. And so the next game starts late. And so I wonder now, because of that ejection, like that happened right before, or that ending the game. Yeah, that happened right before the last game. So I was like, maybe just a sneaky way to start the last game on time and get out of there on time.
I thought about, because I've been thinking about trying to pick up a second job because I need some money. But like, I was like, man, maybe I should just scorekeep for some rec leagues, or either in like basketball or hockey, where I play hockey. But no, I don't want to do that because I don't want to deal with shit like this. Like, refs showing up late or dudes just being angry and want to fight everybody. Or like, if I had the wrong score up for 10 seconds, I'm getting yelled at and called all types of names. Like, I got it in the book, guys. Like, let me just adjust to the... Yeah, I changed my mind quickly off of that. I'm not scorekeeping for nobody. I'm not working in sports anymore. There's too many dudes that are crazy.
Sean, I'll send you the links to some apps that you can get cash back for on your normal purchases. They're pretty great. I'll give a shout out here, and we'll put links in the show notes, affiliate links that help support the podcast at no cost to you.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
No, they're great. The two I use the most are Dosh and Rakuten. And I like it because you literally just set up a credit card to it. And then if you use that credit card at one of their sponsored stores, so like I think like Jack in the Box is what I see pop up on Dosh, even though I'm not ever there. And, you know, it's a mix of retail, like Rakuten. I'll get PetSmart cash back sometimes. And it's just Rakuten in particular calls it a big fat rewards check or something. And it's just money to like a PayPal account or something. So
you got to go get a.
It's nice.
Go get a Smash Jack from Jack in the Box. They're pretty good. I don't know if you've seen them in your algorithm, but they've been in mine. And it's good. It's a good fast food burger that you'll enjoy.
I haven't once seen it, so I need to update my algorithm, I guess. I logged on to Facebook today, and the first thing that popped up was a post from April 1st. I was like, man, I have not been here in a long time.
What's the last time you were on Facebook? Oh, man, April 1st. Yeah.
The real April Fool was me. Well, Sean, we're 10 minutes into this podcast.
Yeah.
That was all a tangent because our actual topic for today, I'll let you take the floor.
Okay. So we're recording this the night of Monday, the 15th. Yesterday was Sunday, the 14th, was the last day of the NBA season, where all the teams played. All the Eastern Conference teams played at like noon, and then all the Western Conference teams played at 2:30 Central Time. And it set all of the playoffs matchups, or play-in matchups per se as well. While we finalized our standings for the East and West, the day before, there were three teams in the West tied for first place. I think in the East, like, I want to say 4 through 6 pretty much had the same record. Like, it was very close, very tight-knit. And every Instagram account, every sports station, what they spent doing was playing out tiebreaker scenarios. If this team wins and this team wins, but this team loses, well, they're going to be this seed, they have to match up with them. But, and they did this for hours and so many posts. I'm scrolling Instagram, so many what ifs, and it's like paragraphs long. If the Lakers can get the sixth seed, they need this, and this happen. And then there'll be two talking heads on like what they think is going to happen. And then finally, I just had to post on the Sports Are Dumb account, calculating tiebreaker results for all of the 16 NBA playoff potential seeds. And then there's just another guy just like waiting a day. Because all you had to do was wait a day and all this shit played out. We know what's going to happen. We wasted so much time trying to figure out what was going to happen with, hey man, just wait. Just wait 12 hours. Just wait 16 hours. You'll see what happens. And I feel like it was just a waste of time. And then I sent Joey something today. Because now we have a play-in matchup. It's going to be like the Pelicans and the Lakers are going to play for the seventh seed. And whoever gets the seventh seed, they have to play against Denver. And ESPN, get up. Mike Greenberg had the audacity to be like, oh, well, the Lakers, maybe they should lose this game on purpose. Tank the playoffs? This isn't taking to get the first pick. They should lose this game with purpose so they don't have to play the Nuggets and try to play the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are the one seed, if they win the next game. First off, they're not even guaranteed to win the second game if they lose the first game on purpose. Thankfully, you saw Richard Jefferson's comment, who just said, I prefer just making the playoffs because the Instagram ad or the post asked, what would you rather do? Would you rather play the Nuggets or would you rather play for the eighth seed? And it's just like, it doesn't make any sense. And the Lakers, for instance, do you expect Anthony Davis to survive three series without getting hurt just so you can play the Nuggets? You might as well play them now while he's at least healthy. He's on the court. He got an eye issue right now. He got poked in the eye, scratched his cornea. That sucks. I don't know how this always happens to him, but it does. But like, you might as well just use him while he's on the floor and play the Nuggets now if you're going to have to go through the Nuggets to get to the finals.
Sean, like you were saying, it's a very close race for the different seeds. The Clippers and Mavericks were locked into the fourth and fifth seed for quite some time in the West. But even with that, like the 6-10 decided by three games. And then in the East, the 3-8 decided by three games.
Yeah.
And I'm glad as a Bulls fan, like they've been locked into number nine for quite some time. So there's no issue of falling to 10, no issue of moving up to eight. Start of the season, really, is when I've known. It's like the ceiling like and floor for this team is the 9-10 play-in game. So they have lived exactly up to expectations, and you love to see it. But I think why people get even more into it is because of how many tiebreakers there are. Because what it often is win-loss, and then maybe it's like one more down. It's head-to-head or conference record or division record or whatever it gets to. Never at the point where it's like
coin flip.
Point differential in the third quarter, which I know is not an actual thing. But when it gets like super nitty-gritty like that. But people like to talk themselves into it, thinking that perhaps with this six-way tie that this could happen. And it's also interesting how sometimes, and again, this is, I think, why people just like getting convoluted into this. I always find it interesting when a two-way tie would punish a team, but then a three-way tie would somehow elevate them above both of the other two.
Right.
But then it never plays out like that.
No,
we saw this in the NFL when all the Chargers and Raiders had to do was tie and the Steelers, then the corpse of Ben Roethlisberger that they were trotting out there wouldn't make the playoffs and get embarrassed by the Chiefs, but Chargers just couldn't hold on for 40 seconds. Yeah, Chargers are going to Charger, and it's only been downhill from there for them.
Yeah, new coach and everything. Man, yeah, like these.
Well, maybe uphill now because Jim Harbaugh could turn things around. Who knows?
They always do the NFL, like all the sports league are guilty. I mean, you generate conversation, I guess, but like, yeah, the NFL, they have some wild tiebreakers too, because you can actually tie. And so they always include that in the late season, in the hunt. They need this, and happen. And if this team ties and this team ties, well, then their point, yeah, like you already mentioned, the point differential in overtime versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a week one game is going to settle. It's just.
That's one when I enjoy that too with when it's like oh, the Bears can make the playoffs if these four games all end in ties.
and the Bears are currently 5-9, so we'll see what happens. It's like, no, like, it's not going to happen.
They win if this one game gets canceled.
It's wild. It's what a day in the association. I just finished. You were at your basketball game. I just watched the WNBA draft, and I want you to hear me out. It's Sean's idea of the day. I'm fixing the sport today.
All right.
Today
Sean's idea of the day.
I just watched the WNBA draft.
We'll work on that jingle. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was very obvious that and assumed, what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to happen that Caitlin Clark was going to get picked first in the NBA, WNBA draft to the Indiana Fever. And I was proposing to my friends, and none of them really responded because they don't care about the WNBA. But I proposed to my friends, what if the WNBA was a leader in this and eliminating the draft and making and replacing it with like a college style national signing day where all the teams had to speed date these players and make their offers. You keep a salary cap because you can't, the WNBA isn't flush with cash yet. And so you keep your salary cap, but you also have a salary floor. So you have to spend a certain amount of money on all your draft picks. You can't just spend high on one person and lowball the next one. And you speed date these players, and the player goes up to the podium. You rank the players coming out of college, or they have some international players as well. They go up, and they make the decision. They make the decision of who they're going to. They announce it. How wild would that have been? Like, who's Caitlin? It would have been the intrigue. So everybody knew she was going to the Fever because they had the first pick. What if Caitlin got the pick where she was going to go? That would have been wild. The ratings would have been out of control. And then the next players after that, Andrew Reese, she responds to that. She goes this place. Cameron Brink, she responds to that. She decides to sign here. Camila Cardoso got both the Chicago Sky, drafted both Angel Reese and Cardoso. So these two girls were just, the last time they played each other, they got into a fight. So it's wild to see them on the same team now. But yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. And since the WNBA only has 12 teams, you can start it there, and then the NBA and NFL would learn from that. Look at this money-making opportunity, and they would copy them.
I'm not mad at it, Sean. I like the idea.
Wait till next week's episode when I got something even wilder.
Ooh. You love.
But no, man, I think having like a – and I'm not a fan of college signing day because a lot of those guys don't – pan out. Like you hear somebody, you see these guys with all five hats and they put one on and trick them and put on another hat and the parents are all mad that they didn't put on the hat of their alma mater, but then the guy doesn't even get to start, so he has to transfer. But I think it would work in the pros. I think it would be a lot of fun, and I think getting to choose where you work is something that the WNBA could be a leader on, because the draft is dumb.
Draft is dumb, and you'll still watch the NFL draft probably in a couple weeks.
Unfortunately, I mean, I got to get them rewards and pluckers because, yeah, they do.
That's true. When is that? The 25th?
Yeah, the 25th.
Time. I might be down.
Be in town.
Maybe we'll do a little live from pluckers. No. It'll be so loud.
Yeah.
So
loud. What an amazing turn of events. The Chicago Bears. Oh, I can't hear myself. They drafted Drake May first, and people are throwing things at the TV. Oh my God, it's headed out.
They draft a non-quarterback.
They draft Mario Williams. We didn't know he was eligible again, but they would have picked him first instead of Vince Young, Reggie Bush, and who else is in this draft?
I don't know.
Jaden Daniels. Oh my God.
Oh, I see. Over current players. It was a mix. It was a mix of olds and currents. I like it.
Yeah,
I like
that was my joke. I'm not a comedian. I'm sorry.
That is correct. And Sean, the sports cliche of this episode is not so much a cliche as a cliched content that comes out. You mentioned how the WNBA draft happened tonight. I mean, we just talked about it for quite some time, not mentioned. We had a long discussion around the draft. But the college basketball season for women's just ended 8 days ago. For men, it ended 7 days. No, 9 and 8 days.
Yeah.
That's the math. That's the math. 9 and 8 days ago. Real good at counting. That's a good time. But it's very recent, is what we're saying. And mere moments. I think one shining moment wasn't even done playing. And already we had a way too early top 25.
I hate these so much.
About every source, just about every sports venue publication having a way too early top 25. And most spectacularly, all of them just laid out 1 to 25.
Yeah.
And Miami on most of them, which blows my mind because I can't imagine how they're going to be good.
Like, I don't understand, like, why? How are you able to adjust this first? And you, like, the transfers haven't even started yet. Nobody's going to be on the same team. How do you have a way too early top 25 already?
You cannot. You cannot. And I enjoyed the one from Iman Brennan, who used to be an ESPN writer, used to write for The Athletic, and started his own publication on Substack this year. He does the bubble watch that I enjoy, which is also, again, mainly conjecture. Like, we were looking at it this year. We were like, Seton Hall, St. John's, you're all probably going to make the tournament. And then all these bid thieves come.
Bid thieves.
Suddenly, those months of feeling like you were safe all go out the window. But he said his top 25 was UConn at number one, and everyone else was a shrug emoji. And he was like, UConn lost half their roster last year and restocked with better players. He's like, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt until they prove it otherwise.
Did they lose Klingman or Carbonate? I don't remember who was on their
Klingon
team.
Klingon they've lost. A couple of other of their players, I think, are going to make the jump. I think Newton's out of there.
They're just so good.
Yeah, just most of their team is going to the draft, and they're going to reload. And probably be, like, pretty good again.
Watching them play, like, they didn't look like a college team. Like, they didn't look like they had pros, but the offense, like, it was like everybody was moving. Like, everybody moved. As soon as you passed the ball, you were on the move. If you didn't have the ball, you were on the move. It was just like, oh, like, you come around the pick. Oh, the defender hedged. Oh, well, they already had a backup plan, or what they already rotated the ball back around the court. Like, they were well coached, and like, nothing could stop them. Even Zach Edey's old big ass is just like, all right, he can score as many points as we want, but we're just gonna run him out the gym.
Yeah, it helped that the rest of the team was very bad in
that game. Yeah. Oh, UConn. They look too good. I don't know what Hurley was feeding them boys, but must have been like a bunch of gushers and Red Bulls, because they were active.
Gushers and Red Bulls, the diet of champions. And Sean, I think we discussed this a little bit last week. Despite perhaps the worst I've ever done at filling out a bracket, I still ended up in third place in my work league. And just to show you how ill-informed the work league is, the other league I did with college, my college friend that runs it, I believe I got 30th out of 55 and the lowest person to pick UConn. And spectacularly in that league, a guy got first and third, because you can do two brackets, and he picked UConn in one and Purdue in the other, and the good mix of upsets along the way. But I did like winning third place and getting a small prize for my office. So thank you for that. Sean, if you want to see all the silly things that you're posting on Instagram, you see it as posting. This is more of like the general audience. You want to see all the good things Sean's posting on Instagram. You can follow the show at SportsRDumb on Instagram. R like Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Not like We Are the World.
I had to look up what place I got in my women's bracket. I got 6. Ooh, while you were talking.
6 out of 6.
No. 6 out of 17.
Oh, that's okay. I got first.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Out of 1. Because winning your own league, not dumb. Sports are dumb.